I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. There's now some controversy growing around the man who's in line to be Burlington's next chief of police. Mayor Merle Weinberger has nominated New York City Police Deputy Inspector Brandon Del Pozo to be the Queen City's next top cop. But some activists are planning to protest his city council confirmation vote on Monday. That's due to an academic paper he wrote years ago about racial profiling. In it, Del Pozo seems to argue that in some cases, racial profiling can be useful to police. So is he the right candidate for Burlington? Inspector Del Pozo joins us by phone to talk about all this. Inspector, thanks for speaking with us.
Hi, Alex. I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
And Burlington Mayor Merle Weinberger also joins us here in our VPR studios. Mayor, welcome to you as well.
It's good to be here with you.
Inspector, I'll start with you. Your article that you wrote about 14 years ago is by no means a full-throated endorsement of racial profiling. In fact, you outline how it can do a lot of harm to police-community relations. But you do call racial profiling a potentially useful tool for policing. What do you mean by that?
So when I wrote that paper, which was a philosophy paper in a master's course, I think I took a very, very, very broad approach to the definition of what racial profiling was. And so if you're following your philosophical path, I think I was forced to include a few things that we wouldn't really look at as racial profiling in the common sense use of the term. And to be completely clear, racial profiling, even in the broadest understanding of it, has no place in policing whatsoever.
And I understand you say you're against racial profiling, as we understand it now. In the paper, though, you distinguish between what you call ham-fisted policing, say stopping somebody only because they're black and you want to figure out what they're doing, and other instances in which racial profiling could be useful. Articulate the distinction for me.
Yeah, sure. And again, understand that I'm probably including things that we wouldn't include in the definition now. But, when citizens are victims of crimes and they relate a description of a suspect for whatever, a robbery, an assault, there's a clothing description of eye color, hair color, skin tone, which is a proxy for race, also measures into that description. If you're going out and looking for somebody who's committed a pattern crime, sometimes it makes sense to incorporate the skin tone into the description of the people you're looking for. What you can't do, however, is use that general description as an excuse to intrude, to sort of blanket a community with enforcement under the pretext of some people fitting the description. I mean, that's where we get back to racial profiling as we understand it, and that's wrong. That's intolerable.
Mayor Merle Weinberger, I want to bring you into this conversation. Did the issues we're talking about surface during the vetting process? And if they didn't, why not?
They did. We had a extensive vetting process that involved numerous people serving on a committee that vetted all the candidates. And we talked about 21st century policing issues, community policing issues. What is the way in which a police department keeps a community safe while also protecting civil liberties? I would say that was the focus of the majority of the conversations throughout what was a lengthy and diligent process.
Mayor, we've heard from some city councilors who reportedly plan to ask about this before Monday's vote. Are you concerned that maybe the confirmation is in jeopardy now?
You know, I can't speak for the councilors. I don't have a vote in that process. I have not heard from any councilors that they do not intend to vote for Inspector Del Pozo on Monday night at this point. You know, we'll see. I understand, this is an important position within the city. I think it is one that I'm glad is getting real scrutiny and attention. And I understand why people want to think very carefully before they make a vote.
I think when some people have heard about this story, they've thought of the legacy of the New York City Police Department in terms of things like stop and frisk, or maybe the surveillance of Muslims after 9/11. What do you say to people who might be worried about this style of policing coming to Burlington?
This is not Inspector Del Pozo bringing New York-style policing to Burlington. I think it is a good time for us to get some outside perspectives when we are grappling with opiate issues, when we are grappling with mental health issues as a community, when we are becoming a more diverse city.
Inspector, in case people can't tell, I gather with your accent that you are a New Yorker. My question is, how do you plan to adapt yourself and your policing style to a much smaller city in a very different state like Vermont.
I've come to understand that New Yorker is the kind term. What you probably mean is Flatlander. But, you know, to be clear, you know, I went to school down the road at Dartmouth College. I was stationed at the Mountain Warfare School for a bit in Jericho during my National Guard service. And I've always been in love with the region and really in love with the city. I've never applied for another job in my adult life besides the NYPD and now the Burlington Police. I'm not a stranger to the region. In fact, I like the scale. What I like about Burlington, it's a small enough city where you can make changes that affect the entire city. But when you do make them, you know, it has a big impact. You know, the NYPD has been held to account for a lot of the decisions it's made about how to police terrorism, also about how to police its communities. But to say that there's no value that comes out of spending 18 years as a New York City police officer doesn't follow from that. Understanding the shortcomings that have faced the police department and then bringing the best of it over to Vermont and scaling it down, I think seems like a challenge that I've been chomping at the bit for. And, you know, I'm bringing a wife and two kids. We're going to try to buy a house and we're going to try to make a life there. I'm excited about coming to Burlington.
We've been talking with New York City Police Deputy Inspector Brandon Del Pozo. The city council vote to confirm him as Burlington's next police chief is set for Monday. We've also been joined by Mayor Merle Weinberger. Gentlemen, thanks to you both.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alex.